Well, in terms of how it'll impact the UK, I mean, it's one of those classic examples of you can get whatever answer you want to that question, according to which economist you ask. And I'm afraid all the research, none of it tends to be very objective. You know, when you look at this think tank or this academic who's looked into it and they say, oh, leaving the EU will be really bad for the UK. And there's one projection, for instance, that says by 2030, the UK economy will still have grown a lot, but it will have grown by 6 to 8% less than if we'd stayed in the EU. But the people who tend to produce these forecasts, you say, oh, what is their view on the EU? Funnily enough, it turns out they're very pro-EU people anyway. So the research that they produce is, you know, a bad result for Britain if the UK leaves the EU. Whereas you find some other people, like there's the former governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, who said very recently, he said, the impact on the world economy of the UK leaving the EU will be minimal. The impact on the EU of the UK leaving will be minimal, and the impact on the UK economy itself will be minimal. And he's the governor of the Bank of England, former governor of the Bank of England. He ought to know what he's talking about. So I think the truth is that nobody really knows. You hear what you want to hear. I think what everyone can everybody can agree with is that however Britain ends up leaving the EU and on what trade terms, of course there's going to be some short-term disruption. If you make a change like that, even at the margins, there's going to be some short-term disruption. The question is whether you believe, like the Leavers do, that this will give Britain the chance to take control of its own destiny and to forge all sorts of new trade deals, or whether you think that, you know, cutting Britain off in away from the EU will be disastrous for Britain. In terms of the people who want to leave, a lot of them, including actually Boris Johnson from years ago, and actually Liam Fox, who used to be the Brexit minister, a lot of them have talked about the importance of Britain reconnecting with Commonwealth countries and making much more of those ties. Now, it has to be said that when they talked about Commonwealth countries, they have really been talking more about the so-called Anglosphere, you know, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. But it's certainly very much the case that they will be looking at other countries in the Commonwealth. There have been very good ties between the UK and Malaysia in the past. It's an important trading partner. I think Malaysia should be thinking that this is an opportunity for us. You know, Britain is going to need to sign up new trade deals around the world, sharpish. So it's not a question of saying, look, you know, Malaysia, actually, you've got Britain over the barrel. But it's certainly saying, you know, what things would we like? You know, would we like better access to British universities? Would we like to have some system where there's, you know, lower tuition fees or all sorts of things like that? And I think you'll find that the UK will be very open to, you know, discussing these kind of things. So I think it's an opportunity for Malaysia. Mm-hmm.